Scriptures that I have this morning are 1 Samuel chapter 1, and it's the whole chapter, so I don't think I'm going to ask you to stand for it, because it's a fair amount of reading. There was a man from Ramathim, Zophim, in the hill country of Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, son of Jerome, son of Elu, son of Tohu, son of Zoph, and Ephraimite. He had two wives, the first named Hannah, and the second Pinah. Pinah had children, but Hannah was childless. This man would go up from his town every year to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of Armies at Shiloh, where Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were the Lord's priests. Whenever Elkanah offered a sacrifice, he always gave portions of the meat to his wife Pinah and to each of her sons and daughters. But he gave a double portion to Hannah, for he loved her, even though the Lord had kept her from conceiving. Her rival would taunt her severely just to provoke her, because the Lord had kept Hannah from conceiving. Year after year, when she went up to the Lord's house, her rival taunted her in this way. Hannah would weep and would not eat. "Hannah, why are you crying?" her husband Elkanah would ask. "Why won't you eat? Why are you troubled? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? On one occasion, Hannah got up after they ate and drank at Shiloh. The priest Eli was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. Deeply hurt, Hannah prayed to the Lord and wept with many tears. Making a vow, she pleaded, "Lord of armies, if you will take notice of your servant's affliction, remember and not forget me, and give your servant a son. I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and his hair will never be cut." While she continued praying in the Lord's presence, Eli watched her mouth. Hannah was praying silently, and though her lips were moving, her voice could not be heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to be drunk? Get rid of your wine." "No, my Lord," Hannah replied, "I am a woman with a broken heart. I haven't had any wine or beer. I've been pouring out my heart before the Lord. Don't think of me as a wicked woman. I've been praying from the depth of my anguish and resentment." Eli responded, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant the request you've made of him. May your servant find favor with you," she replied. Then Hannah went on her way. She ate and no longer looked despondent. The next morning, Elkanah and Hannah got up early to worship before the Lord. Afterward, they returned home to Ramah. Then Elkanah was intimate with his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. After some time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel because she said, "I requested him from the Lord." When Elkanah and all his household went up to make the annual sacrifice and his vow offering to the Lord, Hannah did not go and explained to her husband, "After the child is weaned, I'll take him to appear in the Lord's presence and to stay there permanently." Her husband Elkanah replied, "Do what you think is best and stay here until you've weaned him. May the Lord confirm your word." So Hannah stayed there and nursed her son until she weaned him. When she had weaned him, she took him with her to Shiloh, as well as a 3-year-old bull, half a bushel of flour, and a clay jar of wine. Though the boy was still young, she took him to the Lord's house at Shiloh. Then they slaughtered the bull and brought the boy to Eli. "Please, my Lord," she said, "as surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this boy, and since the Lord gave me what I asked him for, I now give the boy to the Lord. For as long as he lives, he is given to the Lord." Then he worshiped the Lord there. Lord, we thank you for this, for your word, and we ask that you open our hearts to receive what you have for us this day. We ask it in your name. Amen. So this story is about Hannah and what she asked of God. The word Hannah means grace, which I thought was kind of interesting. Hannah wanted a child so bad that she was weeping and crying all the time. And even though Elkanah gave her so much, you know, she couldn't even talk to Elkanah about all this. She talked to God. And, you know, it's kind of sad when you think about it, you know, wanting a child that bad and God's not letting you have it. And there's a comparison here of with Hannah and Pinnah to Sarah and Hagar. Because Sarah and Hagar had kind of the same happening. Sarah wanted a child, and Hagar had one. Because Hagar had Ishmael. And God eventually gave Sarah Isaac. But Hagar was rather bad to Sarah because she had a child and Sarah didn't. And this is what Hannah was going through with Pinnah. Pinnah picked on her and stuff because she didn't have any children. One of the things that I want to look at is what it takes to have faith like Hannah has, to ask for a son and believe God is going to give it. One of the first things that I think of is desire. You know, she wanted this so bad, needing or wanting something so much that you are weeping before God, and you know, words can't even describe how you feel. You just cry. The other one, second one, is action. You know, Hannah could have sat back and, oh, I wish I had a son, you know, and not do anything. But she did an action, and that she prayed fervently to God. She was determined that God would hear her prayer. She fasted, she prayed, she went up to the temple to ask God. So she didn't just sit back and wish something would happen. She did something, whatever she could do to let God know how much she wanted this. Then the third thing I have is believed. She believed God would answer her request and trusted him that he was going to be faithful in his answer. You know, she told God how much she wanted this child, you know, and it was from the depths of her heart, which God sees our heart. I don't know if you've ever prayed for something like that, like Hannah did. I actually did. I prayed for a child because I was told I couldn't have any and that I shouldn't have any because of my heart. And all my friends were having children, you know, and my best friends were both having children at the same time. I wanted one really bad, and so I was praying like Hannah. I never fasted, but I prayed all the time, you know, Lord, give me a son, which he didn't give me a son. He gave me three daughters. But out of that, you know, he answered the prayer. You know, I don't know where God's will comes into it for a situation like this. You know, obviously, it was part of God's plan because Samuel grew up to be quite a prophet for the Lord. But God does hear our prayers, you know. Mine didn't come out like Samuel, you know. My eldest daughter is not a prophet as far as I know, but she is serving God. God is using her, and I believe he's got something special for her to do. And I dedicated all three of my children back to the Lord after we had them. And I have been appreciative of their whole life that God gave them to me. And I'm sure Hannah was too. And because of Hannah being so faithful that she gave Samuel back to God, God blessed her. And she had three more sons and two daughters. So, you know, she sort of lost a son, but yet didn't, and she gained three more. You know, our results may not always be like that. Something that I took notice of, in verse 9, it says, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and his hair will never be cut. And Hannah prayed and vowed this, and this, that his hair would not be cut. Out of Numbers 6, 1 through 21, it talks about the Nazirite law, and that is what part of that is the hair doesn't get cut. And they also have to stay away from drink and grapes and all that stuff. And this is the same law that Samson was dedicated into, was the Nazirite. So it was a very special thing that she did. But God has a plan for each one of us, and I believe he waits for us to get to the place where our desire is so great that we will bow to him and plead, just like Hannah. And something else to mention here, when Hannah took Samuel up, you know, she said she would wait till he was weaned to take him to the temple. And my footnote stated that it is suggested he was about 3 years of age when she took him to the temple. Can you imagine taking your child at 3 years of age and leaving him with somebody else that he's never going to come back home? I can't even imagine doing that. But that's what Hannah did. She gave him totally to the Lord. And he stayed at the temple all the rest of his life. And I think, you know, we need to give our desire to the Lord in prayer. Sometimes it will require fasting, not always. But I think that we need to make sure that we're always praying for God's will to be done. And I believe that we should dedicate the church that way, to come before the Lord and telling the Lord that we're giving the church back to you, God. Whatever it takes, whatever we need to do of ourselves, you know, our action, to help it grow. But praying for his will to be done, but that whatever it takes to make it happen, to let it happen. And as I was praying with this sermon, and that this is what the Lord told me, and I believe that God is going to grow this church. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I believe that he's going to. And I think it should be the top of our prayer list, and that of praying for the growth of our church, and that God's timing is perfect. So whenever it does happen, it will be in his perfect time, and we'll be ready for it and able to deal with it when it happens. But I think that it's important thing, you know, for us to realize that, you know, sometimes our prayers can be just kind of a, you know I pray it every day, you know, thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you for what you've done for me. Help me get through this day, and I go on my way. And sometimes we need to get down on our knees and pour our hearts out to God for whatever desire it is that we have, whether it be for our neighbors, for our loved ones, for our church, for our friends, you know, whatever it might be, we need to bring it before God in such a way, just like Hannah, that we really desire this, Lord. We really want to see this happen. And then watch what God does, because he's never going to ignore our prayers. Not ever. He never has, and he never will. And just like Hannah, he will supply our need, he'll supply our want, and we will have a blessing abundance, overflowing of blessings from God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to hear your word. Help us to understand it and to take it with us and to ponder it, Lord, and speak to each of our hearts, Lord, in what you want us to know from it and to learn from it. We ask this in your name. Amen.